I've laid the table.
Oh, thanks. I'm starving. Just got to finish this salad, and I think we're there.
Oh, by the way, that oven can get a bit fierce, did I say?
Now she tells me.
Sorry.
No, I'm only joking. It's okay, I've turned it down. In fact, I could probably turn it off. I think it's done.
Oh, it's one of Dad's favourites, lasagna.
It's about the only thing I don't mess up. Oh, I couldn't find the parmesan.
It's here somewhere. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
We've only got ready grated.
It's fine, honest. I think it should really go on before it's cooked, but still, too late now.
I never knew we had so many knives.
Oh, sorry, Amy. I always use everything going on. I'll wash them all up in a minute.
Mind if I turn this down a bit?
I keep forgetting I'm not at home.
Oh, just makes a change not to have to cook. Oh,
I didn't often get the chance to cook at home. The kitchen was always Mum's domain. Still, that's all history now.
Shall I cut up this bread?
Oh, yeah, please, thanks. Is everyone okay with celery?
Dad loves it. This is just herby bread.
Yeah, I thought I'd better not risk garlic.
Mm, good thinking.
Thanks for staying behind, by the way.
That's okay. Clearing up the stall doesn't take long. Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi. Whoa, this is a hive of activity.
But it's just about ready, so keep your fingers crossed.
Mm, I hope you're hungry. I
certainly am. Who should want me a moment? Shall I sort the drinks, then?
Yeah.
You okay with rosé, you two?
Yeah, lovely. It's really summery.
Lovely. Well, it's well chilled anyway.
Alice is cooking lasagna.
Yeah.
Is that elderflower?
Yep. Usha's favourite. That lasagna smells gorgeous. I better open these bottles, then.
Ouch. Oh, it's hot. I feel like Zach at Grey Gables.
How is the job going?
It's okay. I was never much good at making my own bed, so I'm hardly likely to be a natural with other people.
It has to be working in the shop.
I thought you were enjoying the shop, Amy.
It's okay, I suppose.
At least I get the odd tip.
Alice, I was chatting with your mum after church.
Oh.
She said Adam's playing in the match today.
Yeah, he told me at Netherbourne.
Yeah, it's a big league game. You going to watch?
I don't think so. Right, this is ready, I think.
Have you finished with it?
Hmm? Oh, sorry, Jane, I let it go cold.
You are miles away.
Just thinking.
A Sunday paper's there if you want it. I know you're worried, Brian, and so am I.
Yeah. It's just so unlike Alice.
We'll simply have to give her time. What else can we do?
Yeah, but how much time? I mean, how long do you think she'll go on like this?
Well, how do I know?
Oh, it's all so, so unnecessary.
Do you blame her?
No, I don't. How did you get on this morning?
Elizabeth, sir? Fine. Rory couldn't wait to get there. He chattered for England on the way.
Oh, that's good. Well, perhaps he's finally beginning to settle.
Oh, I do hope so. I'm not sure how long I can go on like this.
Well, we're lucky to have Lower Loxley.
Yeah, he loves the twins. Elizabeth's very fond of him.
Well, I'll go and fetch him later.
Well, not too early.
Well, I thought I might call in at Netherbourne, show him what a traditional cricket match is all about.
Well, that's hardly en route.
Well, and see how Adam's doing.
Oh, yes, he does love his cricket. You know, I had wondered whether Alice might call in this afternoon to deal with Spearmint.
Hi, boy. How are you doing? Did you think I'd forgotten you? Steady, steady. There we are.
Alice! Hello!
Oh, hi.
Thought I heard your car. Oh, I should think Spearmint was wondering where you'd got to.
I've just finished this, then I'm out of here.
Oh, there's no need for you to be out of here, as you put it. Darling, how are you?
I'm still at Amy's, if that's what you mean.
What about Grey Gables? You enjoying your job?
Not much. I don't think I'm cut out to be a chambermaid.
Well, you don't need to do it, Alice.
Oh, I'd rather. Don't want to be in debt.
To your father, you mean?
To anyone.
He'll be so sorry to have missed you.
I'm sure.
He's just gone over to Lower Loxley to pick up Rory.
Right.
You know, Rory's got a real soft spot for the twins. They're coming over for a swim later in the week. Oh, your father's going over to the cricket this afternoon to watch Adam.
Adam told me he was playing.
Oh, so you've spoken to him?
And to Debbie. They've both been very supportive.
Alice, darling, I'm not claiming that we've got things right. You must understand that. You know, it's very easy to be wise after the event, but look, whatever we did it for the best.
Mum, you didn't do anything. That's just the point. I mean, you told me nothing.
You were right in the middle of your exams.
You have heard of research.
Well, yes, I know. We made a bad decision. We made a mistake. But we can't rewrite history. I wish we could, but we can't.
It's not you, Mum. I'm not blaming you.
Really, darling? Well, that's something, I suppose.
But as for him...
Well, your father is just as upset about things as I am.
I wish I could believe that.
Well, he is, if anything more so.
No, I don't think he ever thinks of anyone but himself.
That's not entirely true.
He sails through life, leaving a trail of destruction behind him. Now, I honestly don't think he cares about anyone else.
But not this time, Alice. Look, I shall be cooking supper later. Would you like to come?
Well, I've had plenty today already.
Oh. So you won't be joining us then?
No, Mum. Thanks anyway. But no.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Alan, hi. I'm fine, thanks. Oh, that's four.
So, how's it going?
Yeah, not bad at all. So, how are you?
Oh, very well, thanks. And I have to say, much better for my lunch. First-rate lasagna, thanks to your daughter.
Oh.
How are things in that direction?
Not very good, I'm afraid.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, thank you for looking after me.
All right, don't mention it, it's a pleasure.
Jenny and I appreciate your help.
No, Alice is a very determined young lady.
Yeah, don't I know it.
I'm doing what I can.
I'm sure you are.
Ooh, that could be out.
Oh, God, I was lucky for Chris.
Hey, young Rory's obviously enjoying himself.
Yeah. He's getting a bit grubby as long as he's happy.
Yeah.
I tried to explain cricket to him, but he's totally preoccupied with that spaniel.
How's he settling in?
Well, it's all very up and down. He has these terrible tantrums.
I suppose that's inevitable, given the circumstances.
Mm. But I think we're making progress.
That's good. I saw Jennifer this morning after church.
Yeah, she said she enjoyed the service.
Oh, good. Hey, that's a pretty healthy scoreboard.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it? Adam and Chris put on a few.
Yeah, I saw Susan and Neil here, supporting Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, a good few have turned out from Ambridge.
Whoa. Oh, very nice. Yes, I gather Netherbourne didn't impress in the cup game.
No. No, their best bowler, Garth, shouldn't have been there.
So our lot would like to see him come a cropper now, then.
That's it.
Hello, Jenny.
Brian?
Perfect timing. They're just going in for tea.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I can hear them.
You all right?
I was wondering how Adam was doing.
Well, Ambridge batted first. He did well.
Oh, good. What's the score?
They're 217 for 8.
Oh, right.
Rory can't fathom out why we can't have tea as well. I think his tummy's rumbling.
Poor little thing. Tell Adam to smuggle something out.
Right.
Hey, look, I've got a better idea. Why don't I come over and lend some moral support, and I could bring a bit of a picnic with me for Rory.
Oh, that'd be lovely, Jenny. Yes, please.
Ah, we're doing well.
We are.
Well, I'm impressed with Alistair. It's a really good catch.
Hmm. Well, he's very focused.
Yeah.
Well, who's in next, then?
The infamous Garth, I think.
The Netherbourne cheat.
Brian, you can't say that.
Come on, Kip.
You're really getting into this, aren't you?
Well, it's not often I can get to a Sunday game. Oh, that reminds me. Excuse me, I'm going to have a word with Bert.
So, Jenny, did you see Alice?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And?
I suppose she was slightly better. I mean, she confirmed that she's still staying with Amy.
Yeah, Alan was complimenting her cooking.
Yeah, it's more than she used to do at home. Anyway, I asked her about this job of hers at Grey Gables. Oh, it's such a pity that she couldn't work in the restaurant.
But was she any better?
Yeah, maybe. Very slightly. I really don't think things have changed all that much. Perhaps she wasn't quite so distant.
Oh, good.
But I wouldn't read too much into that.
Maybe things are moving in the right direction then.
Oh, I wish I had your confidence. Rory seems cheerful anyway.
Mm. Well, he loves that dog. He's been playing for ages.
It's good for him.
Yeah.
He's dragging his heels a bit, isn't he?
Who is?
The next man in, Garth. He's probably afraid to show his face.
Playing for time, more like. Anyway, I can't hang around. I have to get ready for Evensong.
Well, it's nice to see you, Alan.
Sid's obviously fed up with him.
What's he playing at?
It's tactics, if you ask me.
What's going on?
Oh, no. Oh, Sid's giving him out.
Look, can you do that?
Timed out. He took too long. Brilliant.
Well done, Sid.
I suspect he quite enjoyed it. Ooh. It's not going down well with Netherborn. See you both later.
Oh, bye.
It's okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Rory, I've got your drink here. Oh, Jenny. It's a relief, isn't it?
What is?
Alice, you know, being a bit more forthcoming.
Well, it isn't quite what I said.
No, but if at least she's becoming less resentful.
Brian, yeah. She was less resentful of me.
Oh.
I mean, you know me, Robert. I like children as much as the next person. But the current brood are nowhere near as well behaved as that nice family we had last week.
Well, it wouldn't do if we were all the same.
I knew it the minute they walked in. No discipline whatever.
She does seem rather relaxed, the mother.
Relaxed? Oh, I simply must find a minute to sort out Eddie's outfit. Clary's very concerned.
Yeah, he's town crier at the fete, isn't he?
But I'm afraid I'm going to have to make reluctant approaches to Larry Lovell for the tricorn hat.
Well, I'll have a look at that tyre this evening for you.
Oh, if you would, Robert, thanks. It's a sin not to be able to cycle on a lovely day like this.
What time shall I pick you up?
I don't know. It's difficult to know what time it'll finish. Trouble with parish council meetings is that some people will twitter on endlessly.
Well, I have to pass the hall on my way back from the cash and carry, so I'll call in and check.
Oh, if you would.
Oh. Here we are then, Lindy.
Thank you. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
What is it, Brian?
Hi, Adam. Look, I'm sorry to interrupt. How's it going?
Yeah, not bad, Touchwood. I've got Neil and Jeremy on corn trailer. I got your text. What's up?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to have to ask, but I need some help tomorrow sorting lambs. Because I've got the lorry coming in the afternoon.
It'll have to be early, say 6:30?
Yeah, it suits me.
I need time to check the strawberries and then get the harvesting underway.
Thanks. That's fine.
So, next agenda item, fly tipping. Just to fill everyone in on what happened at Brookfield last week, at just after five on Thursday morning, four of our dairy herd were found dead.
Dreadful. Quite dreadful, poor things.
Obviously, it was quite a shock for us.
Innocent creatures.
And it was so sudden that Alistair, our vet, thought that it could be anthrax. Fortunately, it wasn't. It was you poisoning. Some idiot dumped it in our field with a load of builder's rubbish.
What is the world coming to?
Just heaved it over the hedge.
It's just what happened to me.
I imagine it was some builder who couldn't be bothered to find a tip or pay landfill tax.
Landfill tax is, of course, the fee levied on legitimate traders for the legal tipping of rubbish. And may I ask whether these people are ever taken to court?
Yes, I did look into it. The number of prosecutions is apparently low.
Yes, typical. I wonder if these are the same people who dumped rubble in my garden.
Well, we shouldn't jump to conclusions.
I mean,
but
where are the police when you need them? That's what I want to know. We had a guest at Grey Gables who was doing just over the limit, driving through Horriton, minding her own business.
Yeah, thank you, Linda. If we could stay with the matter in hand. Now, what I would stress is that we must all be vigilant, but if anyone does see anything, they should contact the authorities and not take on the culprits themselves.
Here's your tea, Phil.
Oh, dear, I didn't mean to hold you up.
It's okay. I fancied a quick one myself. There you go.
Thanks. I wanted to have a look at the cows while I was here.
And what do you think?
Well, they're looking very good, Ruth. Credit to you.
Thanks. A lot of them are dried off at the moment. So, what was it you were saying about last night?
Oh, I feel an awful telltale, but it so annoyed me.
Jennifer's family, after all. Who was it?
Oh, Fallon, you know. She was looking after the Plowmans for her mother. Ed Grundy and that Jazzer were there. One of them said something about Jennifer taking on a child at her age. And then Ed said not just any child, Siobhan Hathaway's. And then Jazzer said something about the Immaculate Deception. Which they all seemed to think hilarious.
Oh, that's so nasty.
Well, it was cruel. But gossip was inevitable, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Well, I'd better get started.
Oh, can I give you a hand?
No, I'm fine, thanks, Phil. But if you want to stay and have a chat for a bit, I'm always glad of the company.
Right.
Oh.
Okay. That's a lot, I'm glad to say.
Heavens, so much food. Where does it all go?
Well, youngsters have healthy appetites.
Yes, and in the case of these youngsters, no manners. Why is it necessary to slam doors? We've only been back 5 minutes and I can already feel one of my heads coming on.
And you? Well, if you'd like me to...
No, it's all right, I'll battle on. Let's check Borsuch and Life.
Oh, in that case, I'll go and check the emails.
Oh, Robert.
What?
I don't believe it.
What is it?
Look at this. A response to my fly-tipping letter.
Well, I never. Reader's letter of the month.
Yes, and a prize. An exotic meal for two at Terra Nova, a brand new Felpersham eatery.
That's brilliant. Someone was telling me about that place. Apparently the steaks are to die for.
Not that I shall accept, of course.
Oh, would you?
Of course not. Exactly as I suspected, they print a letter from Dylan Nels and award him Reader's Letter of the Month, when I have already sent them a string of perfectly acceptable letters as myself, all of which they've chosen to ignore. Total personal bias, and I shall tell that editor what he can do with his exotic meal for two.
Well, Linda, far be it from me to interfere.
What?
Well, if you tell them who you are now, they might withdraw the prize and that'll be the end of the matter.
I don't care.
There's more than one way to kill a cat, you know.
Robert, what are you suggesting?
Well, mightn't a much better form of revenge be to accept the prize, i.e. eat the meal, and then, if you're so minded, that nice Mr. Nels might continue sending in letters and emails ad infinitum.
Robert Snell, you devious man.
Good idea, though, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
Ow! That was my head.
Well, it didn't hurt.
Rory, try and keep it in the pool. That's a good boy.
Oh, we really must get a fence.
Anything, if it avoids me being assaulted by low-flying missiles.
It might also mean that I don't have to be on lifeguard duty 24 hours a day.
I ought to be helping Adam, really.
So, why aren't you?
He said they were okay at the moment.
Oh, well, if they can manage.
Yeah, no, they're doing well.
Making the most of the weather.
Oh, Debbie phoned, did I say?
No. How is she?
All right, I suppose.
You suppose? I mean, how did she seem?
If you want to know that, you better ask her yourself. Whenever she talks to me, it's strictly business. She sends you her love, by the way.
Oh, that's nice.
Only to you, of course, not aimed in my direction.
Are you surprised?
Oh, and Adam. That was the other thing. She was very keen to know how Adam was getting on.
Oh, she could have called him herself. She's got his...
Well, speak of the devil.
Hello, darling. Do you want a cup of tea?
No time, thanks, Mum. Brian, have you moved the belts?
Which belts?
Oh, all right, I'll get it.
The spares for the combine. We've broken the knife drive belt.
Hang on, Rory, I'll fetch it.
I've searched the workshop from top to bottom.
Oh, Lord.
Well, don't tell me you forgot to order any replacements.
I do it religiously before every harvest, but this year... I'll call the dealers.
They'll be closed now. I may have an out-of-hours number somewhere.
Oh, Adam, I'm so sorry.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, that was delicious, Ruth.
Even I can't make a mess of cottage pie. Coffee?
Yes, please.
Oh, lovely.
So, we've decided to go with your suggestion of Hong Kong, New Zealand, of course, and San Francisco.
Wasn't there somewhere else on the list?
The Cook Islands, and a few other places as well.
Sounds fantastic.
Wish we were coming.
I'm already excited, and we're not going till November.
Can you eat those last bits, please, Ben?
I'm full to bursting.
Can I do something, Ruth?
No, thanks, I'm fine.
Well, and doing this way, you see, we shall get to spend Christmas with Mariel. Well, assuming that's all right with her mum.
That'll be so nice.
Well, we realised this was a once-in-a-lifetime trip, so we decided to push the boat out. Well, or rather, plane.
It's a shame Pip couldn't be here.
Yeah, she was disappointed as well.
She'll be dead chuffed to hear about your trip, though.
We'll take masses of photographs, so watch out.
She and Izzy were both determined to celebrate the end of term on Friday.
I suspect they wanted to blow some of the money they've been making collecting fishing fees.
Hmm.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's yours.
Thank you.
You put something different in that dish, didn't you?
Why? Was it too spicy?
No.
It was just a few grains of chilli.
It was lovely. I might try it myself.
Why do they call it chilli when it makes you hot?
Ben, not that sort of chilli.
So, have you spoken to Kenton recently?
I saw him yesterday at the cricket.
Huh?
He's feeling far more upbeat at the moment. He tells me he's interviewing staff for the cafe.
Well, that's good.
And, Dad, have you had a chance to think about Ruth's ideas about the herd?
Oh, to be honest, I've been thinking a lot about that.
And?
Well, I know you've got to go for high yield these days, but I do think some farmers have carried it a bit too far.
I agree.
I mean, things have changed over the years, but we always had great faith in the good old British Friesian.
Oh, don't get me wrong, Dad. The herd we've got have done us proud.
We just think that maybe it's time to move on.
Yeah, we talked a lot about it at the Royal. A lot of farmers are asking the same question at the moment.
I know you don't necessarily agree with me thoughts on the Brown Swiss.
Well, to be honest, I don't know that much about them. I can only speak from my own experience.
But I do think that we need to go for a different type of cow. The market's changed a lot in the last few years.
Yield is important, but so are fitness and longevity.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was explaining it all to Pip. She's really got a good grasp of it.
If we are good at anything at Brookfield, it's moving with the times. And so whatever you decide, you can rest assured Jill and I will be behind you 100%.
Mm, that's really good to know.
Dad, will the new cows be a different colour?
They might be, Ben. Would that matter?
Black and white is best.
Well, think of it like a football team, Ben. It doesn't really make any difference what colour shirt your team wears. What counts is the quality of the player inside it.
But I don't see why we need new cows.
Well, Ben, it's a bit difficult to explain, but it's all to do with something called genetics.
That's why you and Joshy are different, you see, because your genes aren't the same.
Josh couldn't get into my genes. He's too big.
Adam, how'd you get on?
Norfolk.
What?
I managed to get hold of the manager, but would you believe it, they haven't got one in stock.
Well, that's typical. No one carries stock these days.
But he has managed to track one down in Norfolk.
But that's miles.
I'm going to have to go over and get it tomorrow.
But can't you send someone else?
I'd feel happier going myself.
But...
Look, I've got a team waiting on me, great weather and a harvest to get in. There's nothing else for it. I'm simply going to have to go and fetch it.
Okay, well, what about the lands? I don't imagine one of the team might be available to help.
No chance. I've got them either bailing or over at Oak Bank at the moment. You're just going to have to sort out the lambs yourself, Brian, aren't you?
Morning, Brian.
Morning, Tom. Didn't get you out of bed, did I?
What? 7:10? You've got to be joking.
Oh, good. Look, something's come up, I'm afraid.
What's the problem?
I need a hand with the lambs.
Not my department. I'm pigs, remember?
Yes, yes, I know that, but I'd be very grateful.
Isn't there someone else?
No, I'm afraid not. And the lorry's due this afternoon.
I'm busy too.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you are.
Well, surely Adam can help.
That's the point. He's had to shoot over to Norfolk for a new belt for the knife drive. We've had a bit of a hold-up.
Brian, I'd help if I could. I really would, but not today. I've got 100 things to do. Tomorrow, I could probably manage.
This is urgent, Tom. It's the agreement under the Hazard Hills arrangements. The collection has to be made today, otherwise we're in breach of contract.
But, Brian...
So if you could see your way clear to giving me a couple of hours, shall we say around lunchtime?
Oh, your garden's absolutely lovely, Mum.
Thank you, dear. You're looking tired.
Well, is it any wonder? I was up half the night with him again.
Oh, dear, is he still not settling?
Oh, he never stops moving.
Well, that's quite normal. You were all much the same at that age, especially Tony. It was school that made the difference with him.
Yes, well, Rory's 5 in November, so he'll be starting in a couple of months. And it'll be easier then.
Where will he go?
We've applied to Lopsley Barrett, and we're still waiting to hear.
What are the chances?
Not sure, really.
It's a worry, I know. Couldn't he go privately?
That's what Brian said. But I want him to be able to mix with Ben and the twins, and you see, he gets on so well with them. And it would be another mountain to climb if he had to start with yet another group of children.
Ah, I see.
How's Jack?
Oh.
Have you any thoughts on what I might get him for his birthday?
Oh, I shouldn't worry too much, dear. There really isn't anything he needs.
Are you doing anything special?
We haven't talked about it. He tends to get very agitated at any suggestion of a break in routine. I expect he'll prefer to have a quiet meal here.
But it's a shame not to mark the occasion. I mean, he's 88 after all. What about coming to us on Thursday? I'll keep it low-key.
Are you sure you're up to it?
Yes, it's no trouble, Mum.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, dear. I'll talk to Jack about it.
It would do me good to have something to take my mind off Alice.
Is she still staying with Amy?
Oh, yes.
Do you think Alice would come on Thursday?
Well, she has always been very fond of Jack. And to be honest, that was partly the reason I suggested it. Try and build bridges. I might ask Adam and Ian so it won't look too obvious.
Do you think it might be better if I asked her?
Oh, Mum, would you? It might make all the difference.
I'll give her a ring. Jack's always had a soft spot for Alice.
That might just do the trick.
Leave it to me, dear. I'll see what I can do.
Mike! Tea or coffee?
Oh, tea, please, love.
Got a cup or a mug?
Oh, what is this? 20 questions? Mug, please.
Coming right up.
You're not at Lower Loxley today.
One of the school trips was cancelled, so I thought I'd pop back with some groceries. Are you off to the dairy this morning?
What? As soon as I've had that cuppa.
I hope your ears were burning this morning.
Why? Who's been gossiping about me?
Little birdie, singing your praises.
Oh, yeah?
I bumped into Will in the village, George, and he was telling me what a wow Mike Tucker is on the dance floor.
Who would he know?
Someone told him, apparently. Anyway, he said they were very complimentary about you.
Oh, I'm flattered.
He was so chatty and animated.
Who, Will?
Yeah, he's lovely with George. Huh. He was saying he's taking him to Lower Loxley for the day.
Chatty and animated, eh?
Well, I don't know why, but he's dead perky at the moment. So, what are you going to do about it?
Oh, Tara, do about what?
About your ballroom dancing.
Why should I want to do anything about it?
Oh, it's a shame to have a skill and not use it.
Well, firstly, I got no one to dance with. And secondly, I ain't got nowhere to go where I can dance.
Here.
What's this?
Read it.
Shiny Shoes Dance Club.
Got it off the internet.
What is it?
It's what it says it is. A dance club. They do all sorts, apparently. And they hold it in Borchester every Tuesday evening. And they do classes as well, at all levels, even for experts, like you.
You're having me on.
Of Come on, you're not pretending you don't enjoy the top hat and tails routine.
Well, you're used to before, you know, things ain't really the same no more.
You danced with Lillian, didn't you?
Well, that was different. I was teaching her.
Didn't you enjoy it?
Well, I suppose I did.
Then why not give it a go?
Oh, I don't know what Betty would think.
She'd be right behind you. After all, it was her who got you started in the first place.
Oh, that's true.
So, why not do it for her?
But I ain't got a partner.
Mm. You know very well you've only got to slide one patent leather shoe over the threshold and they'll be queuing up.
It's quite expensive.
Come on, Mike. You're only down here once.
Maybe you're right.
And with your skills, you never know. You might even make a few bob giving lessons yourself.
Oh, that was lovely, Gran.
It was only a bought one, I'm afraid.
Oh, that doesn't matter. I like quiche.
Oh, don't worry about the plates, dear. I'll clear them later.
Oh.
So you're not really enjoying it at Grey Gables?
Well, I'm only a chambermaid, so I can't expect it to be a laugh a minute. The money will come in handy, though.
But you're still staying with Amy?
Yeah, just for now.
It's all very unfortunate.
Yeah, you could say that.
I'm sorry Jack didn't join us for lunch, by the way.
Oh, that's okay, I understand. At least I was able to have a chat with him.
Yes, that was nice. Though he was very confused today. Ready for his nap, I expect.
I don't mind what he calls me.
I really can't think who Sylvia is.
No, it doesn't matter, Gran. At least it's given us some time together.
Yes.
Anyway, I better get back to work.
Right. I have to say, I hope Jack's not like this on Thursday.
It's his birthday, isn't it?
It is indeed. He's 88.
Wow. Are you going out on the town?
I don't think so.
Well, you're not going to paint Ambridge red, then?
Well, we were going to stay in. But your mother has very kindly arranged a family dinner party. I expect you know about it.
No.
Mind you, if Jack's like he is today, well, I'm not sure what I shall do. Ah, well, we can use the side gate, if you like.
Yeah.
Will you be there, dear? On Thursday?
I'm not really sure.
Jack would love it if you were, you know.
Yeah.
He's always been very fond of you.
Well, I'll have to see.
I do understand how you feel, Alice, believe me. That all families have these spats from time to time. Ours isn't unique.
This is just a bit more than a spat, Gran.
Oh, maybe it is. Have you spoken to Adam about it?
Yeah, he's been very good.
Yeah, he would be.
He said he thinks I should allow Mum a bit more leeway. He said it's no good expecting them to treat me like an adult if I act like a child.
And do you think that's sensible advice?
It's all so difficult. I mean, I don't know if I have acted like a child.
Would you like to know what I think?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, but Gran, I'm 19 in a couple of months.
I know.
I just feel so angry. I mean,
Alice, your mother's been through the most horrendous experience. And she's been very courageous.
Yeah,
no,
but
I mean it, Alice. Now put yourself in her place. It's bad enough to discover your husband has strayed, but to end up having to bring up his child...
Yeah, I do see that, but
good.
I don't...
Well, your father's behaviour has been despicable, Alice. And don't think I haven't told him so.
Have you?
Oh, yes. But Adam's right. You're wrong to load the blame on your mum. It's true, she may not have handled telling you about Rory in the way you'd have liked, but her first care was always for you. I know, she told me so herself.
Yeah.
All right, she may have got the timing wrong. But sometimes people deserve a little margin for error. The young don't have a monopoly on making mistakes.
Yeah. No, I see. Thanks, Gran.
Sorry. I didn't mean to lecture.
No. I will think about it, I promise. I really will. And thanks for lunch.
Yeah. Oh. Right. Well, bye-bye then, dear.
I'll... see you on Thursday.
Tom, I'll be with you in a minute. J-
just hang on there, will you?
Well, how long are you likely to be?
I'm on my way.
Oh, shit. Brenda, hi. What? No, sorry, Brenda, can't hear you. You'll have to call me later. I'm busy at the moment. Pardon? Yeah, I know they sound like lambs. That's because they are lambs. I'm doing a little job for Brian. He'll be here any minute. Sorry, I'm going to have to go. I can't hear you anyway. See you later. Bye.
I'm here, Tom. I'm here. I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Can we get on? I've got a mountain of stuff to do today.
Yes, yes, I know. But it was unavoidable, Tom. These things happen.
Yeah, well, what exactly am I supposed to be doing anyway?
Well, if you could just let them through a few at a time. Right, let's get started.
More tea, Mum?
No, thank you, dear. I must be going. I only called in to give you an update.
Ah, we're very grateful for what you've done.
Well, I wouldn't read too much into it. My feeling is that she's still very angry.
Yes.
And who can blame her? Though I suppose the fact that she's coming on Thursday is progress of a sort.
Oh, it is.
She's got a good head on her shoulders, your daughter. She's nobody's fool.
Well, I'm just amazed she didn't catch on earlier, really.
Yes. Anyway, what's done is done.
Yeah, I think we just panicked. And not telling her seemed so much easier. And I did think it might all go away. But really, almost anything would have been better than this.
Ah, you can't blame her, Jennifer. It's not every day you hear you have a half-brother you've never met coming to live with you.
No.
And the truth is, you really can't know how she would have reacted, no matter how you'd handled it.
Oh, Mum.
No, you can't know, Jennifer. We'll never know, any of us. So all you can do is live with the decision you've made and move on. And so I suggest that we all celebrate Jack's birthday together and attempt to do just that. Peacefully and happily.
Are you going to join us, Sid?
Ah, thanks very much, Alistair.
After Sunday's win, it seems only right to toast the umpire. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers, Sid.
Yeah, good health. And, hope you're not suggesting that decision was anything other than impartial.
Oh, perish the thought.
I have to say, though, I'd forgotten all about that rule.
Yeah, well, I hadn't. It was a lovely moment.
Dismissing the Netherborn cheat. They fell apart after that.
Yeah. Oh, the team played well.
Yeah, they did.
So who's your money on for the single wicket, then, Sid?
Too close to call, I reckon. Roy or Adam might walk away with it. I've got the list here, by the way. I imagine you'll both be eager to get your names down.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Thank you, Alistair. That's 575, please.
Ah, right. There you are.
Yeah, matter of fact, I was intending to get Shula to round up the women for us.
Well, there's always a few who'll have a go.
They've come close to winning, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember Clary doing well.
We take these outside.
Good idea.
Yeah, and I'd love to join you. But I have the joy of having to inspect the ladies' loo.
Sounds fascinating.
George, picnic.
Come on, Jakey. Leave George if he wants to stay there. Hello, little lady. How are you doing? Are they coming?
Ah, they're all right. They're both staring at them Tamworths.
We can keep an eye on them from here.
Oh, as long as we can see them.
Oh, the animals are all fenced in. They can't come to any harm.
The grass dry?
Yeah, it's fine. Coffee okay?
Brilliant. You must be psychic.
How come?
When I said I'd bring a picnic, I forgot all about the drinks. Oh. There you are, lovey. Drink some orange, I'll give you a sarnie.
Well, pure luck that was. There you go.
Oh, thanks. Good girl, Mia.
Oh, she manages drinking with a straw, then.
Yeah, squirts all over sometimes, though.
Yeah, not too close, George.
Here, have a sandwich.
Ah, cheers.
Oh, it's really nice here.
What, Pet's Corner?
Yeah, but, I mean, the whole place.
Oh, you never been to Lowell Arkley before?
Oh, it's always the same. Something's on your doorstep, you don't bother, do you?
Oh, I got everything here. Pigs, chickens, all rare breeds as well. They've even got a muntjac.
A what?
Monty the Muncher.
Aww.
He's a dear. Well, the kids love him. We'll take him over in a bit.
Oh, and those hens.
Oh, yeah. Derbyshire red caps.
Oh, they were weird.
The lads are totally besotted with the pigs, though.
I think they're scary.
Oh, that one that snorted at George.
He ran a mile, even with the fence between them.
Oh, I don't blame him.
No, he was pretty big.
Those massive ears sticking up.
Yeah, I was hoping he might grow out of that.
What? Oh, you...
Oh, this is really nice.
Oh. You had enough of that, have you, sweetheart? All right, love. Here's a sandwich. Got it? Good girl.
It's great to have a day off.
Is someone filling in for you?
Yeah, Malk's covering.
Oh, he'll have a long day then. Oh, Mia, you've dropped your sarnie. There you go. Come on, it's meant to go in your mouth, silly.
George and I haven't been here for ages.
It's not easy to find the time when you're on your own.
You've been by yourself long?
Not long, no.
Were you married?
I was in a...
Don't talk about it if you don't want to.
It's okay. I don't mind now. Come on, there you go, love. Want a bicky?
It takes a while, I know.
I was in a relationship with Andrew. Their dad fit for years.
Must be tough looking after two of them.
Well, it's not easy. Anyway, Andrew and me, we found our place in Hollerton and things went okay for a while and, you know...
Oh, yeah, I know. More coffee?
Please. And, like I told you, stock work when Mia came along and so Andrew kept us. Until he left, that is. Now I'm on benefits.
Must have been a shock.
It was my decision, really. It played away a while back, but we got over that, and then after Mia arrived, I caught him again. I'd come home from work early, and there they were. Brought to the house, so I chucked him out.
Don't blame you.
It means money's tight, but I'd rather struggle on my own than live with someone I can't trust.
I know just how you feel.
So, have you spoken to your dad about it?
Yeah, we talked it through a few times, actually.
What's his take on it?
Well, he's all for it. Breeding what you might call a more robust cow reminds him of the British Friesian.
Yeah, well, that's what he'd have known when he had the herd.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny how everything seems to go round in circles.
Especially in farming.
Yeah. Well, we've never gone for the extreme type of cow.
Oh, I expect you're glad, don't
you? Yeah, definitely. No, Ruth and I were very impressed with what we saw at the Royal. Gave us food for thought.
You say Ruth wants to go with the Brown Swiss?
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I can see the advantages in going for an animal that does better on grass.
Yeah, well, it's the future for some, without a doubt.
I think so.
I have a client who changed to using Brown Swiss semen in his herd a year or two back.
Yeah?
He certainly did the right thing.
Well, I reckon it's looking more than likely that we shall follow suit.
How's it going, gents?
What's up, Sid?
What have you got there?
Exhibit A.
A cigarette end?
Yeah, the very same.
In a plastic bag?
Or are you going to send it to forensics, Gov, to see if there's any dabs on it?
No, it's all very well for you to laugh. Someone has been smoking in the lady's loop, oh. And I want to know who's responsible.
Why, you could always do a saliva test and check the DNA.
Yes, you think this is hilarious, don't you?
Look, I'm sorry, Sid, but you have to look on the funny side.
No, I don't. This is my pub, and someone is flouting the law.
Sid, the rules only changed a couple of weeks ago.
The law's the law, and that's that. Someone's taking the mickey. I want to know who.
Could have been anyone.
Yeah, not wishing to be contentious, but you do actually have a smoker actually living here.
Yes, that thought occurred to me too, but Jolene has sworn on a stack of Bibles that it wasn't her, and I've checked the rest of the staff as well.
Well, you can't necessarily assume that it was a female.
Oh, that's true. Bloke could have nipped in there for a crafty drag and used the ladies just to put you off the scent.
No, no, no. The culprit has to be a female.
Why?
Well, just look at this dog end.
What, Exhibit A?
If it was a bloke, he's got some very peculiar habits. That's all I can say.
Why?
Because Exhibit A is covered in bright red lipstick.
Oh, look at him fly, Jake.
Jessica's good, isn't she?
Really keeps her attention.
Oh, it's a beautiful bird, too.
George is mesmerised.
So am I, too.
That's a kestrel, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's a beauty.
Suppose you know all about birds with your job.
Yeah, you notice stuff out in the woods all day.
Must be hard work. Having to be head keeper for two different shoots.
Well, it's not too bad.
That chap who committed suicide.
Greg.
Yeah. It wasn't because of the job, was it?
I don't think so. He was in a bad way.
So, not the job?
Well, it is quite stressful. There's a lot that can go wrong with game birds.
Foxes?
And the rest. Got to be on the case all the time.
Don't you get worn out?
Well, not really. I think I've got used to it.
Didn't your wife mind when you were married?
Don't think so. She never said if she did.
You weren't married, yeah?
Yeah, I was. Actually, my situation wasn't that different from yours.
No?
She played around. Just like,
Andrew.
Yeah. Of course, the big difference with me was that, well, in my case, the third party was part of the family.
What?
My own brother.
That's awful.
Isn't it?
Oh, it must have had a huge impact on your family.
Oh, it split us from top to bottom. Doubt if things will ever be the same.
Oh, however could you do that to you?
I don't really blame her.
Don't you?
Well, I mean, I did at the time.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
But having had time to, sort of step back and look at things from a distance, I can see that it was Ed's fault.
You reckon?
Any empties yet?
Sid, we've been solving your problem. Now, what we're looking for is either a female who uses bright red lipstick...
or a transvestite who's living amongst us incognito.
It narrows the field a bit.
I might as well pack it in. You pair are never going to take it seriously, are you?
What shade does Larry Lovell use?
Well, it depends which knitting pattern is modelled. No, but I mean, when you start to think about it, it's not a million miles away from your fly-tipping problem, is it?
I fail to see the connection, Sid.
Well, either way, it involves someone discarding their unwanted rubbish on someone else's private property.
It's not the same thing at all.
I might complain to the parish council.
Fly-tipping involves someone intentionally flouting the law.
Oh, and this doesn't.
What?
Yes?
All right, I take your point.
Still, I suppose at the end of the day, fly-tipping... filter tipping, what's the difference?
Oh, no.
Sid.
Well, you started.
Anyway, I better be going. Thanks for the pint, Alistair.
A pleasure.
I'm going to call in the shop, pick up some stamps, and then there's a sprayer and a potato crop waiting for me at home.
Yeah, and that's another thing parish councils should be fighting for.
What?
Keeping the post office open. I heard they're talking about closing as many as 20%. Neil and Susan are worried sick.
Yeah, you're right. That is a serious issue. Anyway, good luck with catching a phantom smoker.
See you, David.
Yeah.
Oh, I must be off as well.
Did you say Chris was going to do the single wicket?
Yeah, he said he was. Don't think his folks were too impressed.
No. Well, he's having to redo his assessment, isn't he?
He's very keen, though.
Only he hasn't signed up.
Well, he told me on Sunday he was definitely going to put his name down.
Hi.
Hi.
Just cutting a few chives for the potato salad.
Oh, that'll keep Pip happy. She could live on this stuff.
Did you enjoy your pipe with Alistair?
It was very productive, yes.
So, what did he say?
Well, I told him about your ideas on the Brown Swiss, and generally, he was in total agreement.
Great. Nice to have some support.
He told me that one of his clients switched to Brown Swiss quite a while ago, and apparently he had no regrets about changing.
There you go, then. Looks like I might have got it right for once.
You know, I know Alistair's not a specialist dairy vet, but he's pretty clued up on the breeding issues. I must say, I was very impressed. Maybe we've underestimated him.
It's a beautiful evening.
Gorgeous.
Thanks again for the lift.
Ah, that's fine.
I just hope Jack gets through it all right.
Oh, it'll be fine. What better way to celebrate his birthday than an evening in the bosom of his family? What did you get him, by the way?
Oh, I think I did rather well.
A heck of a job thinking of anything.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah.
Well, I went into Underwoods and they got a special on. So I got him a Dad's Army DVD.
You didn't?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably sat through all of them 100 times.
Aren't we all?
It doesn't seem to dent his enthusiasm. What's the matter?
Have a wild guess what I got him.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah. Which one did you get?
The very best of.
Oh, thank goodness for that. You can have a Dad's Army feast then. I wonder if Alice will be making an appearance.
I don't know.
Such a pity that Tony couldn't come.
Yeah, it's a shame.
So what's he up to tonight?
Oh, up to his eyebrows in irrigation pipes, unfortunately. He's been grain hauling all day.
Well, there's nothing worse than pipe trouble.
Don't you believe me?
Of course I believe you.
You sound dubious.
Dunk, it's none of my business.
What isn't?
Whatever's happened.
Nothing's happened.
Oh, if you say so, darling.
Anyway, we did let Jennifer know in advance.
Yes, I'm sure you did. Unlike Matt.
A business meeting?
Oh, how did you guess?
Matt does have a lot of meetings, doesn't he?
Don't even go there.
Here we are.
Oh, good. Looks as if we all arrived together.
Whose is that glass?
Oh, it's Peggy's, darling. They're chin-wagging in the kitchen.
Do you want a top-up?
Oh, yes, please. Super.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. See you in a mo.
How are you doing, Adam? Is that bottle dead yet?
No, I'm fine for the minute, thanks.
Thanks for helping out.
No problem.
I was just seen to Rory. He's a bit unsettled.
All the commotion, I expect.
We decided to start off with the champagne. Thought Jack would be too tired by the close of play.
Oh, not only Jack. I can't stay too late. Is Mum okay?
Fine, I think. Yeah, she'll be through in a minute. Hard work with Alice, though. She's like a stranger, Adam.
At least she's here.
Well, back in a minute. I'm on walnut duty.
Oh, Grandad!
You like a nut, Alice?
No, thank you.
How are you getting on?
Would you like some of this, Grandad?
Oh, thank you. What is it?
Pate. It smells like smoked mackerel.
Oh, it is smoked mackerel.
Just grab a breadstick and get dipping. Here, ooh, I'll help you.
Thank you, dear.
Lillian?
Oh, yes, thanks, Brian.
There's a knife there if you want.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Very nice.
So, Alice, how's the job going?
Okay. That's all right, is it?
It's very nice. I thought you were going to see us.
Well, I did, Grandad.
Did you?
Yeah, on Tuesday. Don't you remember? We had a chat about Grey Gables just before you had your dinner.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, where's Peggy?
Oh, don't worry. She'll be back in a minute.
She's in the kitchen, Jack.
She's just checking up on Mum.
Oh.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
What? You're right.
Not really. I'm being ignored in my own home.
Ah, here they are.
Oh, Jenny, everything all right?
Oh, everything's under control. Thank you, darling.
Oh, it all looks lovely. Perfect for Jack.
Well, I knew he'd enjoy a roast, even though it is July. Doesn't Mum's dress look beautiful?
Oh, thank you, dear.
Oh, yes, very smart.
I'd better see if Jack's all right.
How's your drink, Gran? Need a topper?
Oh, not for the moment, Adam, thank you.
What's the matter?
Nothing. It smells like Hassett Hill's lamb, unless I'm mistaken.
Well done, Sherlock.
How's your glass, Mum?
Oh, fine, thank you, darling.
Pat, you got a drink?
No, I'm okay, thanks, Adam. I'm driving. Brian, Tony was so sorry he couldn't be here. He's very busy at the moment. Irrigation problems.
Left it a bit late, didn't he?
Well,
we always get ours sorted well before the summer.
Well, yes, we do too normally, but I think Tom found some unexpected leaks and, just got to... Oh,
lovely.
Oh, that's nice, Jack.
Oh, Dad's Army, cool.
He likes that, don't you, dear?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Can I see, Jack?
Oh. So, are we all here?
Yes, I think so.
Well, in that case, everyone, if I could just... thank you.
I just wanted to say, Jack, how lovely it is to have you and Peggy here this evening. And on behalf of the whole family, including those who couldn't make it tonight, very many happy returns of the day.
Thank you, bro.
So, Jack, if you and Mum would like to sit there.
All right.
Here we are, Jack.
Thank you.
And Adam, you between Pat and Lillian.
A rose between two thorns.
This looks nice, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks.
And Brian, you there, and me by the door.
So this must be you, Alice.
Come here, obviously.
Brian, wine, darling. Well, it is so wonderful to see you all.
Lillian?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Melon.
Well, it's Jack's favourite. It's from the farmer's market.
Well, you've done us proud, Jenny, getting a great big meal together when you've got young Rory.
Oh, now, is everyone all right?
We're fine, dear. Beautifully right.
Well, I had to be at the market anyway.
Only wine, Adam?
No, Ian tonight, Adam.
He's had to work, unfortunately.
Oh, Matt's using the same excuse.
No, not for me, Brian, thanks.
Oh, you can have one glass, surely.
No, honestly, I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, Alice, do you like some?
Would you like some ginger, Grandad?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah, shall I do it for you?
Oh, thank you, Syl.
Alice.
Well, here's to absent friends, everyone.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Cheers.
Brian, do try and perk up, can't you? Just pile the dirty plates on the draining board.
Do you think it's going all right?
It's going fine.
Well, I'm not sure everyone's enjoying it.
You'll make it perfectly obvious you're not.
Well, Alice hasn't lifted a finger to help.
She's here, Brian. What more do you want?
Don't suppose the main course is humble pie.
Oh, I really haven't got time for this.
Anything I can do?
It's just as if I'm not here.
Please, Adam, will you take those bottles of red through?
Yep, fine.
And could you take in the vegetables, Brian?
She'd just speak to me, it'd be something.
Oh, Brian, for heaven's sake. Now, the vegetables are ready. I've made the gravy, the mint sauce, the joints relaxing. Do you think you could do the same?
Oh, yeah.
Roast we are,
Arlen. Oh, look, Grandad. Doesn't that look nice with all the little chef's hats?
Yes, it does.
Seems a shame to have to cut it off.
Well, you won't get anything about that.
Oh, and runner beans, lovely.
And the baby carrots are yours, Pat.
Oh, good.
We'll all sing happy birthday later.
Oh, good. I like music.
Shall we have some?
It's okay. I'll be DJ. I'm near the CD player.
Something nice and restful, Lillian.
Why don't you trust me?
Well, of course I do. But anyway, Lillian, done any more dancing recently?
Sadly, no.
Mike did a marvellous job. Lillian is now officially Ambridge's resident Ginger Rogers.
Get jealous, you spending so much time in the arms of another man.
No, you know, Matt.
Oh,
all he was interested in was how Mike managed to steer me around the corners with only one eye.
Lillian, this isn't exactly appropriate.
I don't think Jack's noticed anything.
Oh, don't you worry yourselves. Jack's a huge Ella fan, aren't you, darling?
He is indeed.
Oh, bless him. He's singing along.
That was a lovely meal, Jennifer.
Yeah. What's this cheese?
Oh, that one's sterling gold. I managed to pilfer some ahead of the launch.
Helen's sending her best cheese to Oxfordshire this week for the British Cheese Awards.
Jennifer, I'm so sorry about Tony. Oh, don't worry, I quite understand. Do you want coffee, Alice?
No, thanks. Actually, I ought to be going soon. Ellie's starting the morning.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like hard work.
Yeah, it's quite. Although it does mean I have some time.
Oh, listen. Listen. It's a child.
Now, don't worry, Jack.
It's all right, I'll go.
It's a child crying. Who is it?
It's all right, Grandad. Nothing to worry about.
I think you need a biscuit with that still from Jack, don't you?
Really?
There we are. Now, try that.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Well, excuse me, I think I just need to check something. One of them. Then I... Adam?
Mum?
Oh, it's you, Alice.
You all right?
Sorry. Just gets a bit much sometimes.
Shall I fetch your coffee?
No, darling, thank you. I'll sit here for a minute.
Okay. Well, I'd better...
No, no, you can stay here if you want.
Yeah, I could, can I?
You tell me about Grey Gables.
Well, it's not as bad as I made out, really. Now I'm getting used to it, it's all right.
Mum, you okay?
I'm fine, Adam, thank you.
Anything you want?
No. Now you go back in. I shan't be a minute.
Okay. Jack's fine, don't worry.
Do you think we'd best go too?
Would anybody like a South African fig with their cheese? Kate sent them over.
You must think we all look undernourished.
So then, Alice, after this gap year your mum's been telling me about, what's next?
Well, I've given it a lot of thought, and I'm 90% certain I'm going to join the RAF.
What? Really?
Oh, fancy.
The RAF? But
I suppose it would make good use of your degree.
And it's one way to travel the world for nothing.
The other being to become Foreign Secretary.
It's all sorted, no problem.
Will you tell him or shall I?
Tell him what?
Alice wants to join the RAF.
What? You're joking.
It didn't sound to me as if she was joking.
Why not? It's a very good job. Of course, there's no guarantee they'll take me on, but...
I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything.
It doesn't sound like it'd make much difference what you said.
How are you going to cope with all that discipline after your pampered existence?
I'll manage just fine, thank you.
Well, good for you, girl, that's what I say. You know, my first husband was a flyer, Alice. Canadian Air Force. Oh, the lustful joy of being surrounded by all those hunky airmen. Wall-to-wall testosterone. Lovely.
Alan! Alan!
Oh, hang on! Oh, sorry, Alice. The older the more, the noisier the engine.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's no problem. Everything okay?
Yeah, thanks. Everything's fine.
Good day at work?
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to say.
What?
I just wanted to say that I'm really grateful to you for letting me stay here. And I've had my first pay package today, so I wondered if you'd let me give you some rent.
Rent?
Please, if that's okay.
Well,
I'd really like to. It made me feel better about, you know...
No, Alice. No?
No.
Well, no, I'm very sorry, but no, I couldn't possibly accept anything.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, that is, you know.
Right then.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just,
Oh, no. Full marks for diplomacy, Vicar.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Sorry, Jennifer. Kathy wanted to speak to Hugh about something.
Oh, don't worry.
She won't be a moment.
Is it finished yet? The gazebo, I mean.
Oh, the walls are done and the roof timbers will soon be in place. The roof tiles are the next job.
Oh, it's very good of you to have Rory again. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. He's such a little charmer.
He's here such a lot and it really isn't fair.
Nonsense. The twins love playing with him. Besides, Jennifer, you know I'm happy to help. And we're coming over to you later anyway.
Elizabeth! Jennifer, how nice to see you.
Hello, Linda.
I didn't hear you come in.
Oh, it's these shoes. Very good for spying on people.
Make a habit of that, do you?
I do at home, just at the moment.
Not on Robert.
Oh, no, not Robert. On our current batch of guests. I'm afraid they leave a little to be desired.
Oh, dear.
Yes, last straw. This morning, the children broke a china ornament.
Whoa, was it valuable?
Yes, well... sentimental value, that's all. But it would have been nice if someone had owned up to it. I'd only popped outside for 10 minutes when I heard it go.
What a shame.
Well, they go home tomorrow, thankfully. Next week, though I shouldn't say so, I'm delighted that we'll have a welcome break before the next lot arrive.
Well, in that case, I wonder whether discretion mightn't be the better part of valour.
Well, you may have a point. But then, to add insult to injury, they criticise the size of their breakfast. I mean... I accept that an Ambridge Hall full English might not equate to a meal from one of those places lorry drivers use.
Greasy spoons.
No, they only complained about the breakfast.
Oh, no.
But I'll bet it contained a fraction of the cholesterol. And I said to Robert, it's all very well getting sniffy about the food. What about the behaviour of their children?
Quite.
Yes. Anyway, I remembered those darling little china models of Lower Loxley Hall. Have you still got them?
Yes. Over there.
Oh, marvellous. A perfect replacement.
Oh, excuse me, customers.
How are things progressing on the churchyard front, Linda?
Oh, well, Phil's birds and Bert's insects are up on the web for June, so that's good. And I've nearly finished my monthly botanical survey. It takes a while doing the photos, of course.
Can't be easy to find the time.
No, not with the fate looming.
Yes, of course, Sunday.
I've decided that I'll take Constanza along, just to keep Salieri company. And then I thought I might play a little Mozart next to my Guess the Weight of the Llama stall to add a little ambiance to the occasion.
Have you found the Lower Loxley models?
Oh, no, not yet. We've been chatting. Shop looks nice, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Linda.
Although, you don't mind a tiny observation?
Not at all.
Well, that display of handmade greeting cards...
What about it?
Well, it really isn't my place to say.
No, don't worry.
I think they're very tasteful.
Oh, they are. But don't you think it's possibly on the large side?
How do you mean?
Well, I don't mean the display itself. That's lovely. But, well, maybe too much choice. After all, you don't want everyone lingering there, do you?
You may have a point.
It's merely an observation. Please feel free to ignore it.
We're always happy to receive feedback, Linda.
Well, I have to say, I have always been a great believer in minimalism.
Well, it's only a thought, Linda, but I wonder if it's your belief in minimalism which might have created your breakfast problem this morning.
Ah, Alice.
I've just made some tea. Would you like a cup?
Oh, yeah, thanks. That would be great.
You finished the mine?
Yes, yeah, just.
Right.
I hope you didn't think that...
Sorry.
No, please, after you.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't mean to offend you.
No.
When we spoke before.
I'm sorry, Alice. I don't know what got into me.
Oh, I just didn't want you to think I was assuming I could stay here for nothing.
No, it was probably the word rent that made me react like that. I suppose I'm looking upon your time here as an opportunity for you to take stock, as it were.
Yeah. I suppose I am too.
You know, rather than as anything more permanent. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great for Amy to have company, but my hope is that given time, and please don't get me wrong, you can take all the time you want, I'm hopeful you'll come to terms with what's happened and be able to, you know, put it behind you and move on.
Yeah, well, I do see that.
So, I mean, thank you for what you said, but for the moment anyway, could we just leave things as they are?
Fine.
Good.
Monday was relatively peaceful.
Tuesday wasn't.
And Tuesday night was sheer murder.
Yeah, it must have been up half a dozen times.
We?
Yes.
Oh, you poor things.
Well, it's very difficult.
Wednesday wasn't too bad.
Oh, and then last night was probably the worst since he arrived. That's why he's been a bit fractious this afternoon, I'm afraid.
He's been fine.
A bit excitable, though. I don't know who's more tired, Rory or me.
Yes, well, I'm sure he's getting better.
Oh.
I'll get it.
Oh, I do envy you, though.
Oh?
You live in a virtual playground. Rory loves being there.
But I love having him. He's gorgeous.
Well, I'll try and remember that the next time I'm faced with soggy bedding and a shrieking four-year-old at 3 a.m.
Is that still a problem?
To be fair, it's the exception.
It's going to be bedtime very soon, OK? I'll
take these in and then run his bath. Could you point him in the right direction a bit?
Yes, I'll do that. Oh, it wouldn't be so bad if it was just Rory. We've also got a daughter who appears to have walked out. And another one who's about to give birth. I should be excited, but... what with Alice? I don't know. I just feel totally flat.
I'm so sorry.
I was working it out the other day, you know. Just after Rory's 21st birthday, Brian will be 80.
But by that time, I think I'll have gone round the bend.
Jennifer, don't give up. It will all come right in the end. You know it will.
It's ironic when you think about it. When Brian chose to stay with me rather than go off with Siobhan, I really thought I won.
And haven't you? Wouldn't you rather have even this situation than for Brian to have left you?
That's an interesting question. And just at the moment, I honestly don't think I know the answer.
Have you spoken to Alice?
Yes. Yes, we saw Alice last night at Jack's birthday dinner.
Oh, she came. Well, that's great.
Yeah, well, it was good. Until she dropped her bombshell. She's decided to join the RAF.
Really?
What do you think of that?
Oh. To be perfectly honest, I think it sounds great.
Do you?
She's doing engineering, isn't she?
Yes, that's right.
So they might help with that. And then she can put into practice what she's learned straight away and travel the world.
I suppose so.
You and Brian not in favour, then?
Oh, we've talked it through and we've tried to be upbeat about it. But apart from the obvious dangers, Iraq and so forth, the one thing that keeps coming back to haunt us is the question of why she's doing it. Is it a reaction to the Ruhr situation? Or is it to get away from us?
She doesn't have to join the RAF to do that. She could choose any one of 100 careers.
Yes, yes, you're right, of course.
When will she know if she can get in?
Oh, it's early days yet. She's going to see them next week, so then she should know more. Rory, it's time for your bath.
We must be making tracks too. It'll be their bedtime soon. Look, Jennifer, that gazebo you were admiring this morning.
Oh, it's going to be really lovely.
Well, it's going to be what it was intended for, a haven. Somewhere to be quiet, somewhere to just be, to enjoy some peace, to think.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, you know, any time you feel you'd like to make use of it, please just come over. I mean, you don't have to announce yourself, report to me or Nigel, any of that. Just come, just be there if it'll help.
Oh, thanks, Elizabeth. I really appreciate that.
Come on, fella, this time you were in bed. It's amazing you haven't shrunk after all that water.
Swimming makes me sleepy.
Yeah. I'm tired enough to crawl in beside you myself tonight. Now, come on, let's get you in these PJs.
They're not PJs, they're gym jams.
Well, very well, then. Gym jams, you're the boss. You had a long chat with Granny on the phone, didn't you?
She sounded sad.
Oh, did she?
She said she's missing me.
Oh, that's
nice.
And she
wished me sweet dreams. She said I can stay with her whenever I want.
Well, we must make sure you do, if that's what you'd like. Now, come on, hop into bed. I'll read you a story.
Where's Mousie? Where's Mousie?
Here he is. Look, you're sitting on him. You silly.
He's got a flat head now.
So what do you reckon? Would you like to go and stay with Granny?
Daddy?
Yeah?
If I do go and stay with Granny...
Yes?
Will I see Mummy?
No, Rory, no. No, Mummy won't be there.
In that case, can I stay here with you?
Yes. You most certainly can.
The Archers was written by Michael Barrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.